friends in the attic had heard Silvermord's commands. Marielle called out urgently to Glockpod.
Quickly, fly up here before they start shooting.
But the shrike continued his dance, challenging the rats.
Ketchahatchee! Glockpod fear no rats!
It's no good talking to that one.
Dandin sighed wearily.
He's going to get himself killed. Save your breath.
Meldrum solved the problem with a few barbed insults.
I say there, you great flying featherbed. Do you keep your brains in your beak or your bottom, nest noddle?
With a lurch and a flapping leap, the shrike was up in the attic with them, standing eye to eye with Meldrum. Quickly, Marielle and Dandin slammed the attic floorboards back in place, not a second too soon. The planking quivered to the thud of arrows.
Hello, that's a bit much,
Meldrum called out to them moodily.
Leaving a chap in the dog with a bally butcher bird? Shed a bit of light on the subject, someone. It's pitch black in here.
Dandin had brought a spear up with him. Using the butt, he knocked a few of the roof tiles aside, dodging as they fell in. Sunlight streamed in, flooding the attic. Marielle looked around at their refuge. It was the inside of a conically tiled tower top, and through the broken roof, she could see a tiny flagpole flying a gaily coloured pennant. The commanding voice of a rat sounded from the room below.
My lord and master, Ergen Negro, King of Old South Sward, Fox Wolf Supreme, and his Queen Silvermord, send this message to you. Be it known that if you surrender yourselves to his mercy, the Ergen Negro will spare your lives. All save that of the butcher bird. The creature is too dangerous to live. Hear this, and know these are the words of the Ergen Negro, all powerful in battle and ruler of all he sees.
Hefting one of the red pottery roof tiles, Meldrum shifted aside a floor plank. He flung the tile accurately, laying the rat low.
Oh, merciful indeed. Poppycock! Did you hear that, Glocko?
The shrike bowed deferentially.
Nice shot, Meldrum.
Oh, I don't know. You could have probably done as well yourself, old lad.
The hare shrugged modestly.
By the way, it's Meldrum, as in boom, boom, drum.
The shrike nodded understandingly.
Derin, boom, boom, like in drim.
Gale stared up at the cloudless patch of blue sky that could be seen through the hole in the roof.
Well, we're free and away, I suppose,
he said.
Free to stay up here and starve until the Fox Wolf and Silvermord find a way of winkling us out and killing us all.
Marielle moved a few more tiles until she could see farther outside.
If only we could find a way of getting down there,
she mused.